WEFT Champaign, 90.1 FM. What Jail Is Like is the show you are listening to. You heard Air Breaks On from a recently reissued version of their first album. Well, actually, I think it is their first album. Not necessarily a version of their first album, but it's on the Astroworks label.
Sure.
Woo.
Matt has really stepped up. Matt's picked out all the music for the show so far. And
I haven't picked out the theme song. I said, hey, I think this theme song is relevant. Let's make it ours and let's play it on our show.
It was a bold move. Yeah, I mean, it is one of two songs throughout the history of music that feature our name. And so it was kind of a bold move on his part, you know, to actually pick one of those.
Another one's by that stupid Afghan Whigs band.
Ah.
They blow.
Dooley is my god.
I know. God, I want to be Dooley.
Right.
Big and fat. Women love me.
Big O segment right about here. It's big and fat and women love it, but so do men and so do small Swedish midgets who are somewhat ambiguous in their fundamentals.
Their fundamentals.
Yeah, I chose the word fundamentals.
That's good. In their jiggly bits.
I am ninja. So what we're going to do right about now is tell you something to do during the week when, times when you don't want to listen to your radio. You're finally tired of the radio. You haven't paid your electric bill because you're a broke-ass sucker what didn't pledge to us. Or if you're Kurt and Katie, you've got all this money and you're a great person and you like to just go out into the world and show off what a phenomenal person you are. Anyway, it happened to be rolling down. These are some things you can do in the week when What Jail Is Like is not on. Events happening in the community within your reach, unless you're very, very small. In which case, you should start now. Start walking now. Super happy fun time. Public service announcements.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we'd start playing around with the fade outs.
Smooth.
And the dirty, dirty samples.
Old.
All right, bring it up.
All right, here we go. As part of the National Collegiate Alcohol Awareness Week, the McKinley Health Center Special Populations Student Health Concerns Committee will host its annual Candlelight Vigil on Tuesday, October 26, 1999. It will be held on the south patio of the quad at 6 p.m.
Can I just say real quick, I think it's great that they're having a National Collegiate Alcohol Awareness Week. I think people in college might like this alcohol thing.
Right, exactly.
Should make them aware of it.
This vigil is celebrated to honor and remember those whose lives were lost or were injured as the result of drunk driving accidents. Admission is free. Hold on. This is the best part. Dripping with irony. There will also be a reception immediately following the program where you can get tanked.
I was going to say, it's a good thing there isn't like a $6 cover, dude.
No, the beer's free here at the Candlelight Vigil.
Ah, the Candlelight Vigil keg is tapped. Screw it.
Dude, let's can't drive home.
Can't come to this rally in ripped jeans and t-shirt, man. Sorry.
For more information, please contact Amanda Irvin or Antoinette McFadden. What a phenomenal name. Antoinette McFadden.
You're listening.
244-0256.
If you're drunk and you're driving, get off the road. If you happen to be listening to us.
They really do.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, just give us a call. Let us know where you are. We'll come by and pick you up. It's okay.
The Urbana High School Discipline Committee.
Awesome!
How happy am I that something like that actually exists?
Urbana High School, you have been out too late. Past your bedtime every single night this week.
God. Go to bed without dinner.
You think you'd give it like a little less scary name than the Urbana High School Discipline Committee.
Boom, boom, boom.
Actually, we'll see the discipline committee.
If they could just add like the word blood anywhere in that committee, like Urbana High School Discipline Blood Committee.
Like a tech or something.
Like squad would be better than committee.
Yeah.
Made up of staff, teachers, parents, and students. Yeah,
and three foamy dogs.
There's like one nerdy student in there.
Yes! I think he should be expelled! Darty Orion!
Darty's, I don't like you!
Darty's doing the hoobie jooby. Invites Urbana High School parents to come to our parents forum on Thursday, October 21st.
Where you will be punished.
At 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium. The purpose of the forum is to understand parents' reaction to the language and policies of the school discipline code.
What?
The school discipline cult. As it exists on paper, and your sense of how your child actually experiences the policies and procedures.
As a ass-whipping.
A true K-to-school environment that is safe, supportive, responsive, and tyrannical to all our young people. The committee is especially interested in the experience of those who defy the dictator and feel themselves excluded or believe they have hardly... they have been handled unfairly.
Don't handle me like that.
I was handled unfairly a couple times in high school. They told me not to tell anyone. Or else...
Coach Diggins, I hate you. You can't give me back my self-respect.
My parents would be ashamed of me. If you or your child knows of a student who has a troubling encounter with the system... Oh, God, this PSA is like chock full. Mark, did you ever have troubling encounters with the system as a student?
I think yes, it owed me $10.
You are encouraged. And here's the funny part. Like, all of this was written in, like, a piece of paper typed. But the words, you are encouraged, was, like, written in. Mm-hmm. In a blank spot. It makes you wonder what it said before. Like, you are forced.
You are required.
We demand that you come. You are encouraged to invite that student and his or her parents to share their story at the parents' forum on Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m.
Which is also waited out, but actually I know what that said. That you said, let me just get the wording right just real quick. It's to share their story and then be a participant in a flaming mass sacrifice of cheating bastards.
There you go.
And then the date.
Yeah, a student should have received a copy of the discipline code. If you need another or wish to have more information, you can shove it up your ass. Call Dean Polly Washington at 384-3522.
I'm not willing to share my story. I'll give it out for $1, perhaps. Voices in the Wilderness is a peace and justice group formed in 1996 to make periodic trips to Iraq to bring medical supplies. Voices in the Wilderness is also a sign that you've been away from civilization too long, and you should come on back now. Voices is also a campaign to end the UN/US economic sanctions against the people of Iraq. UNICEF has reported that 500,000 Iraqi children have died since the Gulf War as a direct result of our policy. As a direct result of the policy of Voices of the Wilderness? And they want us to help these people?
No way.
Be careful with your grammar. Wow.
Wow. I don't support them.
Yeah. I don't think 500,000 Iraqi children should die. Further information about Voices in the Wilderness can be accessed at the website www.nonviolence.org/VITW. Ooh, look. GIFs of dead Iraqi children. Ooh, cool. It's got sound, real audio, and everything.
Oh, God!
It's streaming. Listen to the high-quality audio. Help them out.
All right, this is a great PSA. I'm really glad I could get to it before it went over, like before it's passed. I think everybody should know about this. The Alzheimer's Association ECI chapter is hosting its 11th annual fall conference on Wednesday, November 10th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Urbana Holiday Inn. Family and professional caregivers and interested others are invited to attend this conference titled The Wizard of Owls. That's a joke. See, The Wizard of Owls, like Oz. They're hip over there at the Alzheimer's.
That's pretty much the reaction you had last time.
What?
Nothing.
A new perspective on understanding Alzheimer's disease. Barbara Helm will use a creative approach to take participants along the journey of Alzheimer's disease. Now, if you'll just get into your rotating plastic bubble, we'll take you through the world of Alzheimer's. What?
No, I'm just imagining the world of Alzheimer's.
To register by October 20th, call the Alzheimer's Association office.
Do you think it has a constitution?
It's pretty funny. They wrote in Alzheimer's Association on the bottom because they forgot to put it in. At 217-351-1726.
I'm not sure you're implying there.
What?
I don't know what you were implying there. Like how that could possibly be funny.
All right.
There's a community forum on gambling and campaign finance reform on Thursday, October 21st, as if you're not busy enough with the parents forum. hop on over to the community forum.
Forum, suddenly the hot thing.
The kids are down with the forum. It's the Britney Spears, the Hoobie Juby, and the forums. For the kids.
They're very trendy. This one's 7:30 to 8:45. So you go over at 7 to the parents forum, stay for 15 minutes, rudely walk out in the middle, run over to the one at 7:30. It's to be held at Carl Park Street West of McCullough, Urbana, new education building across from Park Street from North Parking Garage. Free parking for those leaving after 8:30 p.m. Free parking for those leaving after 8:30 p.m. Just seems weird.
So it's basically like if you park there and you leave after, like the guy leaves at 8:30. So if you leave after 8:30, there's no one there to take your money, so you get free parking. Cool. I believe that's probably what they're saying. And there is a great parking tip for all you Urbanites.
Interesting. This event is sponsored by a nonpartisan coalition of religious and civic organizations. Contact Gene Peters, 359-464-42. So you think they play craps and like they have a roulette wheel at these things? Like they just set up a little like, you know, casino. Just gamble with campaign finances.
Get involved with the forum scene, you know, like pit one forum against the other. The disciplinary forum against like this forum.
Like cockfighting?
Oh, yes. Like forum tie fight. Them together. Tie the forums together, the ankles.
Get your bookie.
That'd be awesome. More than 17,000 deer vehicle accidents occur every year in Illinois. The driver of the vehicle involved in the deer vehicle accident has the priority in possessing the deer. If the driver doesn't want the deer, any Illinois resident may claim the animal. Any person possessing a deer killed as a result of a vehicular accident must report it to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources by calling 1-800-406-3477 from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Individuals will be issued an authorization number which will allow for lawful possession of the deer. What do I need to say about that paragraph?
How cool is it that we have a law? You hit it, you keep it.
And like, you know, if you don't want it, like whoever sees it first gets it.
What I like is I wanted to show you. We wired up this guy. We got a sound clip of some stuff that went down in cell block D earlier today. I'm just going to play it. It should be pretty self-explanatory. What am I in here for? Oh, I'm Sam Michelson. Hi, you're Juarez. Hi, Juarez. Hi. What am I in here for? Unlawful possession of a deer.
Oh, you know what we do to people like you and the slammer, don't you, boy? You know why we call it a slammer?
Oh, no. So, I mean, there are people going to jail for unlawful possession of a deer. Unlicensed, unregistered deers. There's a guy running around killing people with unregistered deers. He'd file the serial numbers off them.
Oh, jeez.
They couldn't trace the deer.
I hate that, because it's not blue collar, it's not white collar. What kind of crime is it?
It's redneck.
Okay, red collar.
Those who claim a deer following an accident must call within 24 hours if the collision occurred Monday through Thursday. They got people out there dating it. Like, this is clearly a 26-hour-old deer.
They're just jabbing, flagging it with a date on it.
I was just saying, like, everywhere there's a dead deer, there's, like, a French guy, a Spanish guy, and a British guy with flags. Like, I claim this deer in the name of France! Oh. Damn.
Deer killed Friday through Sunday or on holidays must be reported during the next regular work day.
Kill the deer on Christmas. We're eating tonight!
No, we haven't registered it yet. We're going to have to save it for New Year's.
It's going to get gamey.
Motorists will be asked the date and time of the accident, the county, and the closest town in which the accident occurred, and the sex of the deer.
Just in case. Roll it over.
Am I allowed to do that if I don't own the deer? I mean, gee. All right, hang on.
Pretty meshed up down there. Yeah,
what do deer genitals look like?
Oh, man.
Yikes.
You know, we're laughing and funny, but my friend hit a deer.
Yeah.
Almost died. There's some big deer.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, like, you can really muck up your car that way.
That'll mess your car up. Yeah, like don't just leave it like by the side of the road. Demand that deer's insurance.
Exactly. Don't just let him die on you. Make sure you get an insurance card from that deer.
All right, this is a PSA for the Friday Forum.
Ooh, all right. Broadcast on web.
I'm forum full.
Forum fitting.
Lectures are free and open to the public. Presentations may be attended free without purchasing lunch. Lunch is at 11:45. Speaker introduced at 12:15. Question and answer period 1 to 1:30. Friday Forum is held in the University YMCA's Latzer Hall, 1001 South Wright Street, Champaign, Illinois. Visions and Collisions, Secular and Religious Worldviews of Humanity's Common Future. This semester, the University YMCA Friday Forum series.
The Friday Forum Serum. Catch it.
Didn't that turn... Yeah, there's a superhero, I think.
I think so.
Was injected with the Friday Forum Serum back in 1952 when he's still peak human condition.
That's right.
He went rogue, though, and now he forces you to buy dinner.
Did he had... Yeah. He had rampant scorpion powers for a minute.
For 15 minutes, he was Scorpion Man.
Explores the nature of the common good using classical sources for common values, moral and ethical insights from major world religions, other ideological and philosophical traditions, and contemporary political and economic theory and practice. I doubt that all that stuff goes on at these things. I bet it's just like... I mean, that's a pretty big goal.
They have 45 minutes.
More common values, moral and ethical insights from major world religions, other ideological and philosophical traditions, and contemporary political economic theory and practice. Hey, are there any more of those muffins left? No, sorry. I'm just going to take off then. All right, I guess since there's only five people here, we'll just call it a night. All right, later. Collision or conversation? Options for Christian mission today. When I read that really... quickly, the first time I thought it said collision or conversation. Options for Christian missionary today. And now I'm not talking about your standard missionary.
Minute. That was standard. Not in your world.
Not like the Robert De Niro missionary.
No, the John Cleese missionary.
That's what I'm talking about. Ending the Scourge of War, UN Charter 1945. Our war is inevitable in our common future.
Wow, they're going to end the Scourge of War at a Friday Forum.
It is, right after tea and biscuits.
It'll make it a lot easier if you'll just buy dinner, folks. I mean, you don't have to. You really don't have to. You can see the talk and help end the Scourge of War, but just buy some dinner.
The Joy and Challenge of Citizen Politics is another topic. And the final topic is Sustaining Identity in the Diaspora, which I thought read Sustaining Identity in the Diapers. Really quickly.
What's just, the diaspora?
Diaspora is like a bunch of people like leaving their homeland and spreading out all over the country.
Oh, is that why it's by Rabbi Norman Klein, Senate Temple? Okay, good.
It's kind of like leaving your...
If you're in diapers, just give up on the identity. Just concentrate on being able to poop by yourself and just let the identity go. You can always get the identity back. Nobody's going to be bothered if you don't have an identity. But
when you're pooping all over.
If you need help. Oh, man. Is that all we got?
All gone.
All right. 359-9338 is the phone number because we are coming up to the end of the show. And what we're going to do after this musical break, after you give us a suggestion, is do the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is a wonderful form of comedy. It lasts for probably 17 minutes, which will put us near the breakneck pace that we like to be at. Where you will take one suggestion, a word, a phrase, a sentence, a scrap, a guttural yelp, if you will, from you, and transform that into beautiful comedic poetry, a narrative, if you will, a running plot line of form and function, if you will. Will you? I will. Will you? I'll show you mine. You show me yours.
359-9338.